7:39, we now have an emergency traffic situation, triple team traffic, and back over to you, Andy.
Well, watching northbound I-15, it's just ugly. It's going to take you almost an hour to get from Point of the Mountain to downtown because of the rain and the wet road conditions. Believe it or not, we haven't had a bunch of crashes in the middle of all of that. It's just rainy conditions that's causing the delay right now. If someone crashes, of course, that will get worse. Now, we have had crashes on city streets, two of them on 5600 West, one at 6200, one at 5400 South. The one at 5400 South is blocking one of the northbound lanes and a lot of the westbound lanes. So be prepared for that as well on the west side. Eric Butler.
Looks like you got moisture on I-15, pretty much the whole route from Springville up to Point of the Mountain in Utah County, but the delays are really from American Forks Main Street, but that's Pioneer Crossing, heading up towards Timpanogos Highway. You briefly get back up to speed as you go by SR-92, but then you got those slowdowns awaiting at Point of the Mountain. Heather?
We've had multiple crashes southbound I-15 through Weber and Davis County. Now, most of those are cleared or out of the way, but unfortunately, delays remain southbound 15 from Antelope Drive to downtown Salt Lake, mostly stop and go that entire stretch, and the west side belt also very slow between Legacy Parkway and I-80 West Interchange. The Utah Snowmobile Show this Friday and Saturday at the Salt Lake County Event Center in South Jordan. Discount tickets at snowwest.com/snowshows/home. Presented by Ultimax Belts. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.